this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm talking with Kylie Walczak from Living Streets Alliance about Ciclovia. So, Kylie, tell us all about Ciclovia.
It's one of my favorite events in Tucson, and I think it's quickly becoming a lot of people's favorite event in Tucson. This is the fifth year we've had Ciclovia events. Started in 2010. This year, we're featuring a fall event, which we've never done before. We've got a new route to unveil for you all in the fall. It goes along 6th Avenue, north of the 6th Avenue underpass. Goes to University Boulevard, right in front of the Historic Y, and we have a lot of great green organizations inside the Historic Y who are happy to participate in this event. And then we're going to go over to 4th Avenue and go north, all the way up towards Keeling neighborhood. And we're going to avoid the streetcar tracks, but we are going to encourage people to use the streetcar. They can put their bikes right on the streetcar and roll them off right there in front of Time Market or in front of the Beeline, and they can get right onto the Ciclovia event that way. So this will be a truly multimodal event on November 2nd.
How long is the route?
This route is one of the shortest routes we've ever had. It's 2.6 miles, but it's linear. So if you go up, you got to come back, and it's 5.2 miles, which is about average.
What kind of excitement are we looking to have along the route there?
There's a lot of excitement in the works. For example, Greater Arizona Bicycling Association, they have a bike swap twice a year, and they're going to do it at the same time as Ciclovia. So their bike swap will actually be on November 2nd. So that's going to be at the southern end at 7th Street and 5th Avenue. And then if you go north up to Mansfield Park, I'm currently working with the U of A Cycling Club. They're going to put on something at the park called Cyclocross. It's a highly competitive but highly spectator-friendly bicycling event where you, if you want to, but you don't have to, but people get on their bikes and they race and they jump over obstacles and they bank off of turns and they get muddy, and that's going to be happening at Mansfield Park, so you can check that out. And then, of course, we'll have food vendors and we'll have tons of neighborhoods come out, and I have a secret surprise in the works. We're planning some concerts at the southern end that nothing's confirmed yet, but it's looking pretty exciting.
I won't say anything.
Okay. Don't tell.
So it's November 2nd, starting at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a bike, you could buy one at the swap meet right beforehand.
Yeah, you could buy one at the swap meet. You could rent one from Bikus. They'll have some bike rentals. You can also walk, rollerblade, skateboard, unicycle, jog. You can do a lot of different things. You don't have to have a bike. And of course, we do need lots of volunteers to help out and staff those intersections. And you can find out how to volunteer on our website too.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.